I just got done watching Dead City episode 4, and I didn't even mean to, but I'm wearing my Negan, I hope you're wearing your shit and pants shirt, which is pretty much true about everything about Negan. But I hate that the Talking Dead, there's not a Talking Dead, that there's no after show so that we can all decompress over everything that we saw and watched earlier. If you're watching this in video, sorry if it's just the audio, I'm going to play a clip of the preview of this episode. Okay, we start with Negan back at the sanctuary, and he's making a map, you know, sitting at the, like, it looks like a king's table, and he's making a map, and on one side of the fence is dead pricks, which that pretty much sums it up. But it's kind of nice because you're seeing Simon again, and you almost forget what a dick Simon is. I mean, you almost forget, you know, you almost want to miss him a little bit. You know, I kind of missed him, especially next to Croat, especially when he was like, we don't do children, you know, you've got our principles. And I was like, oh yeah, you kind of had principles, but then you really didn't. So here is a clip of what I'm just talking about, of the sanctuary with Negan and Simon. And then as the show progresses, they hear a harmonica, and I can't figure out where the harmonica is coming from. I don't know if it's somebody in the group playing it, but obviously there's a harmonica sound coming from somewhere. That's my only beef about the show so far. It is so dark, and I don't mean content-wise. I mean visually it's dark that I know episode 2, I had to rewind it a few times to just even see what was going on in the episode. This one didn't seem as bad, but there were definitely moments I was like, what harmonica, where's that coming from, and what's this all about? And I love when, you know, she tells the story of Herschel's a baby and this guy was playing harmonica on a different floor when they were living in Alexandria, and she asked him not to play, and he's like, no problem. And then the next night he's playing again, so she sneaks in and steals the harmonica and buries it. And you can see Negan like, well, yeah, kind of like, I think he said, but you lost a couple of Girl Scout badges. And she's like, oh, you better like bury it somewhere else. I'm like, oh, she's just so snarky. She just, you know, I mean, what, like a good 15 years has passed since, you know, she killed, you know, since Negan killed her husband, Glenn. And you think, you know, it would have deadened a little bit, pardon the pun. But, you know, she just is, it seems like, almost more angry at him than she was before. I'm like, dude's helping you. He's helping you, but whatever. I don't understand the significance of, have you seen my matches? And I don't know if I missed something in that as well. I just don't know. But as they're going out on their mission, they see like the methane is coming up from the sewer. And like the one guy even mentions that, so I'm thinking, ooh, is this foreshadowing? Something's going to explode. Methane is never good in any situation. It can only lead to explosion. So I'm just waiting for that. And then they get down in the sewer, and the walkers are just like, I don't know if they're in the subway or what, because it looks like tracks. And they're all just like, laying across the tracks. And one, like, finally raises his head, and he's just pitiful almost. He's like, but he doesn't even have enough energy, just lays it back down. So they're so dead, at least the ones down there, that they don't even have enough energy to come after you, or enough body, or what have you, or it seems anyway. Then they see this, they go checking out all the rooms in whatever place they're in, and they see this boy, this dark-haired boy is all slumped over. And Negan, being the cool dude, goes to investigate as to not traumatize Maggie any more than she already kind of is. And, you know, he, like, touches his head, and he, rah, rah, rah. So it's Walker, he's like, oh, it's not him, you know. But you can see she's visually, you know, upset by it all. But, again, not him. Then Croat is talking, I guess it's a flashback, and Croat is talking to, I'm assuming that's the same boy. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of boys he's grooming. I don't know. That's a whole different subject altogether. But he's in there and he's showing them how to use the DVD player. And, you know, there's no need to be afraid of me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, there's every reason to be afraid of you. You're a creep, dude. And the kids are just like, no, I'm not afraid. Totally, you're afraid. And then Crow hears the, I can't whistle, but that like whistle. And he's like, did you hear that? And he's like, yeah. So they go, he goes to investigate it. And then the boy starts the DVD, which we will learn about in a second. But Maggie, she gets into this taxi. She's going to hotwire it. But then she sees, oh shit, there's keys in here? Like, is this a trap? Which I would totally think it was a trap. Like, but they're getting ready to leave somewhere. Or they feel safe enough to leave keys in a vehicle. It's got to be one or the other. Jenny needs the hell beat out of her. I mean, honestly. They had Negan not just gotten her to Alexandria where she was safe? And then she goes and follows him. And she doesn't speak yet. Is her tongue cut out? Is there something we don't know about? Why can she not? I mean, she can whistle. She can do that bird call. So, she's got her tongue, I'm assuming, still. But she's got to go, like, fuck everything up. But we will find out she's actually very handy. Then the music starts and you see this candle and you're like, what the fuck's this candle there for? And then you're like, holy shitballs. So you see the walkers coming. So you don't know if the music is to attract them or to kill them. Because soon the candle goes out and you see this blue methane. Right? So it's like, oh my God. Oh shit. So things are getting exploded. So again, I don't know. Was that an attempt to kill the walkers or to attract the walkers? Because it seemed to do both. Oh, you know, and then, okay, so all the walkers are coming in to that little, you know, gladiator sort of situation that Croat has, where I guess they do MMA fights maybe back in the day. Why didn't they get in that ring in the first place? They were safe there. But no, each entrance, oh no, every entrance is bad. Oh no. So finally, they see Jenny in there. You know, and then they get in there. Oh, so Jenny right away is a better leader than Maggie at this point. Maggie has lost her thunder. She was such a good leader at Alexandria and all that. And then it just it's gone away. And then, okay, then they get out. I mean, they realize, oh, let's use all this padding and let's get out. I'm like, that's stupid. Why didn't you just stay in there and just like as they're coming, as you were doing, just poke all of them to death like you did at the prison? All of them would have been dead. Or at least, you know, I would think a significant number. And then you could either crawl out, crawl over them, or something. But whatever. So all of them are dead. Except for Chicky, what's her name? Amelia. And Bald Dude, Jenny, her, and Negan. So everybody else is dead. And you're seeing, no! As everyone's like going down and getting eaten. I'm like, if you'd have stayed in the fucking ring, those people be alive. But whatever, you know. Or if you got in the ring in the first place. But whatever. She's just not the leader she used to be. And then Croat, he goes and he sends everybody away. But he's like, hey, you two. You know, I'm hanging back. You guys wait. So it's like, they're going somewhere. So he's sending them to a safer place, it seems. Maggie, man, you know. I don't get it. And then Negan and Croat see each other, you know, so he's whistling back at Negan, and then it's like, you're safe, Negan. I don't know why he sounds like Dracula in my ears, but he's like, you're safe, it's only me, which is a lie, because we know there's two other people that are still there, right? Yeah, so lie, and then Croat, he looks like a Croat. Croat pulls off the bag, you think it's gonna be Herschel, but it's the Marshal, fucking Pearly, old Pearly. Right? And then I don't even know what all these tools are that they're using as weapons. I thought at first they were nail guns, but then, you know, he does this thing where he's like shooting the Marshal with that whatever. Is that a thing to like clean out toilets? I don't know what it is, but it goes right into his leg and it looks super effing painful, right? And he starts retracting it like, and Negan, like, he goes to help him. This is before Croat shoots him, of course. And, Croat is just like, surprised that he's helping him. I think we're all kind of surprised, but whatever. Dude's trying to kill you, but you're still going to save him. See, Negan has kind of changed. So he's helping him up. Boom, Croak shoots him with whatever that thing is. He pulls it out. Looks crazy painful, right? Negan takes him, exits with him. Saves his freaking life, right? And, in the Croak before that, he's like, it's okay, you lost Sanctuary. I built a new one. Blah, 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 blah. All right, so now we're going to cut to a clip of Marshall and Negan. Fucking Pearly. Pearly is a dick. That was a very dick thing to do. Like, they get to safety, Negan's like, I think that bought us some time. Subcode, blah, 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 of the blah, 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 blah. I'm like, he's still, boom, goes back into Marshall mode. I'm like, dude, just saved your life. That should give them a pardon, if anything. Like, what the fuck, dude? Seriously, Pearly. So, what have we learned? Maggie sucks as a leader. Now, hopefully she'll regain herself, but right now, she's not got too good of a calling going right now. And Pearly is a dick. So, all that's left, we got Amalia, Baldug, Jenny, her, Negan. And then Croats, I think some of his people are dying. Oh, the bang thing, I should have known that was you. This episode went so quickly. It was over and I'm like, no! We don't know where Herschel is still. And then fucking Marshall Pearly, fuck that guy. And then Maggie, get your shit together. It's like she's in Nam and she's having all these flashbacks. So she can't even, like, she'll stop fighting. And she's like, having all those flashbacks. I'm like, dude, you got to get your shit together. Because right now, you are not that much of a help. If anything, they would have done better without you. So all that to say is, thank you for listening to this. I next am going to be posting the clip preview for season 1, episode 5. So next week's episode. So if you like what you saw, or if you don't, click on subscribe. Click on the little bell if you want more of the videos I put out. I put all kinds of crazy stuff out. And that's my dog whining because it's bedtime for him. But yes, Team Negan. Thank you. Watch again.